Okay, it's nice to see that most of you have come back. It's always a good thing whenever people come back. Right, so the last time we were together, we were looking at the quiz, and thanks to our friends for being guinea pigs on the quiz. So, that has allowed us now to have a framework to go to our next word. Okay? It's found in Romans, and I'm sure maybe some of you know the word. Whenever I say the word, don't switch off. Okay? This word, when you grasp it and understand it, is one of the best words in the Bible. Don't switch off. If you switch off and say, that's not to do with me, that word's too long, you will miss out. And down the road in your Christian life, you'll come back to a point where God brings you back to that word, and you'll go, I should have learned about that word when I was younger. Okay, so look at Romans chapter 3, please. And remember what we learned about faith. So faith is a personal confidence in what God has said in his word. So Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 speaks about, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Okay, look at verse 26. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he, that is God, might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Chapter 5, please. Verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, what's the word? Shout it out, everybody, together. Yes, lovely. Justification, to be justified. Great, excellent. Now, I know that when you think of that word, you just think, some of you think, I can't do that. That's too big. That's a Bible word for other sorts of people. That's not for me. Folks, this is for you. God has this word, this way, in his word, so that you will understand it and you will learn what that means to be justified. Now, you might already know what it means to be justified, but I hope this helps the quiz that was done to remind you and to impress in your heart what it means to be justified, and that you every day can live in the good of what it means to be justified. So many Christians do not live in the good of what it means to be justified with God. Okay? So, let's remind ourselves what happened with the quiz. They owe £15 now, okay? And the two of them have not a penny between them. Okay? I don't know if you have or don't. But they don't have, for the sake of the game, they don't have. So they owe Michael a fiver, and they didn't get a tenner. I know you folks might know all this, okay? But just bear with me. You could use it to maybe help somebody else. Three things need to happen before our two friends can walk out this door happy and content. Okay? Number one, their debt has to be paid. Yeah? So, there you go.
There's two fivers for you.
Good man.
Thank you. So, their debt's paid. Did they pay their debt? Did they pay it? No. Is it paid? Yes. I know you know this. The debt's paid. The debt that they have for not getting 100% is paid. Folks, what's the debt that you have for not getting 100% in life? For not reaching perfection. What's the debt that you and I have? What is the consequences of our sin? Well, you know what it is. It's hell. Okay? That's a hard word. It's not a nice word, but it's a real word. To be under the judgment of God forever are the consequences of not being perfect with God. Justification, number one. Now, God does three things in justification, okay? Number one, he takes away your hell. Okay? God has taken away your hell if you have trusted Christ. He has paid the consequences of your sin. He paid it. When did he do that? And who did he do it through? Somebody shout. He did it through Jesus Christ. When was that done? At the cross. Absolutely. So, on the cross, Jesus Christ paid a debt. And the moment you trust in Christ, God says about you, your hell is gone. Okay? Now look for me, with me please, in Romans chapter 4 again. Just to show what that means, or where that is. Look at Romans chapter 4 and verse 7. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. To be forgiven means to be released from the consequences of your actions. Have you ever forgiven your friend? Hope you all said yes, I have. Yes. What do you do when you forgive your friend? You release them from the consequences of the actions that they have done against you. They have offended you. They've said something that you don't like, or they've done something, and you say, I forgive you. You have released them. There's a burden lifted off them. Okay, does that make sense? Number one, your hell's gone. When your hell is gone, folks, does that make you right with God? Does it? When this debt is paid, does it make Ruby going out happy? No. Her debt's paid. But she's still way down here, isn't she? Does that make sense? Her debt is paid, but she doesn't go out with a tenner, does she? Some people think that in Christian living, that once you're, as long as I'm not going to hell, that's the big thing. I trust that Christ is not going to hell, that's it, that'll do me the rest of my life. And that's a wonderful thing, but that's not the big thing. What God does, number two, he doesn't just take away your hell, but he does something. All your sins, he rubs out. The record of your sin is not like that. It's rubbed out completely. Okay, so the total record of your sin that God has in heaven, God knows everything about you. Every wrong thing you've done. Every sin you've committed. But that total record against your name, when you are justified, God removes it. He just wipes it out. Yeah? So now, if you could go to heaven just now and search for your name under the record book of God and look to see the list of things that God has against you, what would you find? What would you find? Nothing. Nothing. Folks, that is massive. God says, I will justify you when you trust in Christ. That means he's taken away your hell. It means there is nothing on the record book in heaven under your name. No sin. You say, I didn't deserve that. Of course you didn't deserve it. None of us deserved it. It's all through Jesus Christ. But that's what God does. You see, whenever you sin and you feel ashamed to pray, and you think to yourself, I have done something awful here as a Christian. Do you know what I'll do? I'll read my Bible a few hours first. And I'll maybe think nice thoughts for a wee while. And then I'll pray and I'll somehow get into God's favour. Do you know what The whole time you're thinking about that, there is no record of your sin in heaven. It's gone. It's always gone. Now here's the thing. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? That's where faith comes in. You say, that can't be possible. I know. I feel the same. You're like, every day, my day is cram-packed full of failure. Every day. Every night, if I can list all the stuff, my record of my own sin is massive. God says, don't say any of it. Now you have a choice as a Christian. Are you going to live by faith? See what I mean? Living by faith is not this thing only about for special Christians. Living by faith is taking what God says and living in it. So, your hell's gone, the record of your sin is gone. But that leaves you where? That leaves you nothing. It's amazing what all that is, but it just leaves you zilch. You're just the same as where Adam was when he was born. Or, well, he wasn't born, was he? When he was created. He's just at ground zero. You're still not ready for heaven. You still cannot have a relationship with a perfect God. How can you? God is infinitely holy. He requires perfection. But you say all my sins are gone. That's amazing. That's not the big thing. You need something more than that. This lack that we have here in the Bible is a word I've just made up. Okay? It's on rightness. Yeah? We need our rightness with God. We have an unrightness with God. What's the Bible word? Unrighteousness. Yeah? That's what it means. We are not right with God. But not only are we not right with God, we are full of sin. So we're unrighteous, full of sin. God says in justification, I'll take away your hell, I'll take away your sinfulness. What do you do with the unrightness? We need something positive. I need something extra in my life. Is this making sense? Kind of. Hope so. I need some positive. What that positive thing is in the Bible is, if I have unrightness, what do I need? I need a rightness. Does that make sense? I made up that word. Does that make sense? So, what is the rightness word in the Bible? It's righteousness. I need a righteousness. How can I ever get that? How can I ever get that? With God. That's 100% perfect all the time. Do you know what God says? When he justifies somebody, he gives them that. The day you trusted Christ, you might have been 4 years old. I was 5. I did not have a baldy notion what was going on. Other than this, that I was a sinner and Jesus could save me. That was it. That's all I knew. But this happened. God took away my hell. He took away the record of my sin. And he gave me something that I didn't have. He gave me a rightness. He gave me a righteousness that brings me right up to 100%. So it's like me just giving these two girls a tenner. So they get their tenner. Did they deserve that? No. Did they do anything for it? No. What's the Bible say? Being justified freely. You say, why would God do that? This is an amazing question. Why would God do all that? Folks, because that's who God is. There is no reason in you to do it. That's how amazing God is. He says, I'll not only take away your hell, I'll not only take away everything you deserve, I'll give you what you never deserved. And it's not a tenner, and it's not £100. And it's not... See, God has given to us, listen to this. God has given to us everything that he can give. It's already yours. In Christ. Linked with him. We'll look at that the next time. Linked with him. But this is, I want you to get this through into your mind. I'm justified. Big deal. You look at all those books there. The majority of those books, the men and women that wrote them, has at the core of their being, at the heart of their understanding of Scripture, this truth. And it impacts every day of their life. My hell is gone. The record of my sins are gone. And I'm right with God. Now you have a choice, folks. You can believe that. Does reading your Bible today make you right with God? As a Christian, does it make you righter with God? No. You're already right with him. Does praying all night, doing a big long one-nighter prayer meeting, are you more accepted with God at the end of it? Nope. You already are fully accepted with God before you even started. So it's free. Look at verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace. We don't deserve it. And it's through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So, God, what he does, biblically, the word in the New Testament is, he forgives your sins, then he doesn't, this is the word, impute sin. Hands up if you're a boring accountant, hands up if you're an accountant. Nobody's an accountant, okay. They're not boring, they're amazing people. Impute just means to put down on the record, to account for. And God does not impute sin, but he does impute righteousness. And it's a perfect righteousness you have. Do you know, folks, I don't know who the youngest person in here that's saved, and maybe they don't have a clue what I'm talking about, but can I tell you, you are as accepted with God as much as his son is. That's massive. You say, but I'll sin today. It doesn't matter. You say, how can you say that? Because the Bible says it. Does it make sense? Human logic doesn't make sense. But the Bible says it, so I believe it. What was if I feel God tomorrow? You're accepted with God as much as Jesus Christ is. You're as right with God as his son. Now, I don't know if that has any effect on you whatsoever. But you see, whenever that latches onto your heart, it changes every day. When life's troubles flooded in your life, and you hit a disaster of a day, and you sit down and you think, does God love me at all? What does faith go back to? What does the Bible say? The Bible says that I am as right with God as his son. Of course he loves me. So justification. Justification is that God says that I am right with him, and he will treat me as right with him forever. Have you got that? God says, justification is God saying to me, you, Peter, James, Aoife, you're right with me, and I will treat you as right with me forever. That's where faith comes in. You have a choice to believe that. It's your choice. Are you going to believe it? Believe it every day. If you do, that'll change your life. Lovely, right. I know after your food is probably a bit tired and stuff. Okay, so we'll stop talking there. Wee man. Right, let's do a little exercise or something. Not star jumps, something else. So justification, we've talked about faith, we've talked about justification. Do you get that? Is there anybody that's way out? Three things, sin's gone, record's gone, positive rightness with God. That's settled, it's done. You don't get it in bits, you don't get it as a reward, you get it the moment you trust in Christ. Okay. The I letter, so with faith, justification, I want to think about something else. But to do that, we need to do a game. Okay? So you can close your Bibles. Not that this is an ungodly game, just close your Bibles. I don't know, how many have I got, Michael?
67.
Probably denied that before and a half. Well, try. Can we have five-ish teams? Five teams. We'll try this. What the point is this. That each team has to pick a captain. Okay? The captain is all important. The captain will make or break you. Okay? The captain has to do what I say they're going to do. And the rest of the team watches on with bated breath. I'll give you a task. And the task is you have to construct something. You've probably done this before. Construct something from marshmallows and spaghetti. Yeah? Right. And what I've done, every time you go teaching or preaching, you have to always take something with you. So, that wasn't magnificent, was it? Marshmallows and spaghetti, and you have to build the highest freestanding structure. And the team that builds it wins. Okay? Has to be the highest freestanding structure. But here's the thing, it's only your captain can do it. You can encourage them, you can sing lullabies to them, you can bribe them with money, but you cannot touch a marshmallow, nor can you touch a spaghetti sticky bit thing. Okay? So, how many rows have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What about four teams then? That'll be easier. So four. So back four rows, you're a team. I know it's a bit naff, but you're a team. This is a team. Front three rows, well, it's the four rows is a team, and then the back four rows is a team. Okay? And you have to pick a captain, guys, two teams stay in here, find a corner each, and two guys go out to the whatever, foyer or whatever you call it, and try and build a structure. So do not, under any circumstances, your captain is the man, the woman of the day, okay? So, I've got some marshmallows. So you can have marshmallows. Marshmallows, Colin. Marshmallows. Sorry. Go further back. Can't throw it. We'll break.